Welcome to the History Class Podcast for the week of April 23, 2023. I'm your host, Dylan. Today, we are tackling Ronald Reagan, or more specifically, the Reagan presidency. Ronald Reagan was the 40th president of the United States of America. After the humiliating events of Vietnam and Watergate, he planned on restoring national pride. On the day of Reagan's inauguration, an event called the Iran Hostage Crisis ended, as all the hostages were released. Then, to further his goal of increasing national pride, Reagan introduced an economic policy to what many people nicknamed Reaganomics to strengthen the military. Next, he addressed a foreign policy calling the Soviet Union an evil empire. Next, he launched an invasion into Grenada after a catastrophe involving 220 U.S. Marine casualties. After his re-election, Reagan began to see everything fall into place to resurrect U.S. pride. Later, Reagan and Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev historic arms reduction. However, going against constitutional protocol, Reagan had been sending money to an anti-rebels in Iran due to them promising to help set free U.S. hostages from Lebanon until an officer named Oliver North called it out. And the entire thing became known as the Iran-Contra scandal. But what he left behind is the Reagan Revolution, economic improvement, and playing a crucial part to the end of communism in Soviet Union and Eastern Europe.
Here's an interestingly dangerous year to consider. 1983, a time of fear, paranoia, and the threat of nuclear Armageddon. Well, what are the chances that that year is now the title of a book written by Taylor Downing? The book revolves around how America came so close to this apocalypse, as the Soviet Union was nearly set to push the button that would release the nuclear missiles capable of mass destruction. The tension between these two superpowers, with the Korean airline jet being shot down by the Soviets, and Americans' language and behavior, grow like temperatures from winter to summer. While I like the idea of the possibility of what the book implies to be an unexpected first strike, my sole problem with it is that it is not what historically happened. Overall, this book is a fantastic yet slightly inaccurate book that outlines the threat of nuclear destruction. And now, on to our sponsor. Now that our sponsor is out of the way, let's hear some questions. What domestic and international events were on America's mind as the nation got closer to the 1980 election, and how did that help shape the rise of the Reagan conservative movement? Well, this is an interesting one. I'll have to say that the one event that was on Americans' minds is the Iranian hostage crisis, which serves as a demoralizing backdrop for the 1980 presidential election, which Reagan ultimately won. And now for the next question. Ronald Reagan typically fares well in the list of America's greatest presidents, sometimes cracking the top 10. Why do you feel historians rank this presidency so high, and do you feel it's warranted? I personally believe in his resolve to reform the pride and security of the military and the nation through his achievements throughout the presidency and contributed to ending the Cold War, which is one of, if not the most brutal wars in the world. This is why the historians rank him this high, and I believe it is warranted. And that's it for today. I'm your host, Dylan, and this is the What I Learned in History podcast. Goodbye.